Hello, my name is Hernande Altima. I am the founder of First Gen Rise, and I am the author of The Rise of a First Gen. And I am coming to you today for a wonderful topic. I would like to discuss with you the challenges that I have found as a first gen, and when in the terms of being confident of my writing skills, my written communication skills, over the past several years as a student, as well as in the professional world. There are lots of emotions and thoughts and behaviors that have come in response to others reacting to my writing, as well as any of my supervisors that have critiqued my writing. I think writing is a very important form of communication. When you are trying to communicate thoughts, when you are, particularly for me as an attorney, when I am trying to ensure that I am representing my clients in a way, as well as in the form of an advocate, as well to communicate the interest, the passion, the emphases on certain current conditions, on the directions we would like to go. So having strong writing skills is very key to being an effective communicator. And I have found various ways in making that happen, which I think is important. For instance, I think reading a book is very important, or just constantly reading is important. It could be many things such as magazines, reading the top books of the year, joining a book club to diversify your selection, or even, of course, reading my book, The Rise of a First Gen. But I would also like to state that even if you read books that improve your grammar, improve your communication skills, that is also an opportunity to improve on your writing skills. Now, I kind of want to take a step back, because in this time period that I am speaking to you now, I've discovered a wonderful tool known to others who have found it as well as Grammarly. So that's spelled grammar with an L-Y attached to it. And I think that's been a wonderful online source for me when regards to proofing my written documentations, because sometimes, I might miss a certain comma, or I might use a certain semicolon that doesn't need to be there, or I love to be so wordy that it tells me to trim down some of my sentences. So I kind of want to continue this conversation in a way to give you a visual of how this has impacted me. I want to go back to when I was in elementary school, and at that time I was a resident in New York City prior to moving to Maryland in the third grade, and I had such a wonderful kind of response and engagement with words. I loved words. I loved writing poetry. I loved just speaking to people. I loved speaking to my teacher about words. I really had a joy and was really excited about words when I was living in New York. And I think it might have been attributed to the fact that I had such great teachers who were diverse as well. I had an array of complexions in my professors and my teachers, and so it was wonderful for them to see the different styles of writing, recognize different styles in writing, and encourage different styles of writing. And so I really do know when I was a student, I really had such fascination with words and would write poems all the time, and would also perform the poems that I've written. Now, transitioning into when I moved to Maryland and was a student in third grade and on, I don't recall having such an excitement when it came to words. I know for me, it was really much more about just completing the task. And so I think when it came to high school, where I was being placed in, or being introduced to the fact that there were various levels of classes, such as AP, Advanced Placements, GT, Gifted and Talented, Honors, Regular. All those things were foreign to me, but I had such great parents. My mom really pushed and pressured this administrators to place me in an English course that would really challenge me. And so I was placed in English GT. But something about that environment didn't really work well with me. And so I spoke well to my mom and told her I would really prefer to be put in a different class. And so I was able to be put into English honors. And so that was very encouraging for me. I learned a lot in there. I really felt more comfortable in speaking. It was definitely much more of a diverse class. So I enjoyed that. And so it really resonated with me with how the instructor taught and really excited me again on how to embrace the American language. And I can remember that because I know I would just sit stoically in my first class, completely feeling like a failure, out of place, outsider, and not really understanding what was going on. Because, you know, many of those words that those people, the rest of my classes were speaking were things that I was not really using regularly at home. And so when I went into the honors English class in ninth grade year, I felt more at home. There were a lot more words that were definitely high level, but it was just a discourse that was much more welcoming for me. And now, even when I was, you know, my writing really didn't have to be critiqued that much when I was in college, only because of the fact that I was a science major. And so most of my classes were technical. But if I did have a few classes that were much more around psychology or English or all those other types of classes, then for sure, I would work to articulate myself in a way that was well spoken. And now for Georgetown. When I went to Georgetown for my master's degree, I really do recall that moment of truth where I was not really understanding about, unsure about the grade I received in the class. And so I inquired with the professor. I went to his office hours and asked him, like, what's going on? And his question to me was, are your parents English speaking? Or this English your first language? And I was quite a bit shocked by the question because I've never been asked that question. I think people were more alerted to the fact that my parents were from a different country when it came to meeting them, but it was never a question that they sought to ask me to be able to have some context as to what was the influence behind my writing. And so it was a shocker, and I, you know, responded and said yes. And so then he responded, then it does explain a few things about your writing and just the errors, according to him, that I made. And so, of course, you know, he's the professor, I need to pass the class. So I then changed my style to comport to his or his desire of how everything should be written, and I passed the class. And so what I think has been also, even with law school, that has happened where I've been pulled aside about writing. And so, you know, you change your style and you move forward and you continually do. I think, you know, what I've taken from this experience for me is when I have interns, when I used to have interns, I always try to see if I am critiquing their writing based on style or am I critiquing it based on errors? Because I think that that's why we have these, you know, multiple books that are in the libraries, that are in the bookstores, that are just in the open space for us to buy, because of the fact that there's different perceptions and there's different thoughts and there's different ways to write. And so I don't want to take away from my interns their voice and their individual style of writing. And so with having Grammarly be a part of my tool kit and to ensure that I am articulating certain things, I use it really for proofing and making sure that I am not messing up on certain errors that are not more so stylistic, but more grammatical errors. And that's why I like the title Grammarly. So I really do encourage people to use it as a tool. They do have a free option. And so you can definitely have that look over to see if that is something that will work for you. Now, I think you know, as a first gen that's just still working to be more confident and comfortable in my written communication, having Grammarly has given me that comfort a little bit because of the fact that I have gotten certain errors out of the way. So I definitely use it for my emails, my thank you notes, certain edits that I need to make for just certain things that are going out and are going to be viewed by others. And it has been very much reassuring. So I recommend to you to take a look at it and see if Grammarly is something that can be used for your own writing assignments or things that you send out to others. As normal, as I wish to you, continue to rise.